You're listening to Insight Music on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. The track you're hearing now is Losing Sleep by Death Party at the Beach. It's a post-punk, new wave-influenced band in Sacramento. It was started by singer and guitarist Lance Derwin. The full band now includes Nate Webb on guitar and keys, Aaron Aparicio on bass and vocals, and drummer Kevin Stefanescu. Death Party at the Beach just released its second EP titled Absence. The band stopped by the Insight Studios last week to talk about it with the host of Hey Listen, Nick Bruner.
I've been around the block a few times. I've had a handful of death parties in my day, but none of them at the beach.
Yeah.
So, Lance, explain yourself. Where does this name come from?
It's just a play on words. It doesn't really mean anything. I mean, people try to, like, always say, like, what's behind it. But I wrote a song with that title on it, and I basically just... I was like, huh, that should be a band name rather than a song title. So it was just something that just came in my head one day. Yeah, sitting in my car in my driveway. And I was like, I should call my band this.
So how'd you guys all meet and start playing music together? Because this started off as a solo project,
yeah.
Right, Lance?
Mm-hmm. I put an ad out. From the beginning, I was in a bunch of bands, basically, that, you know, I just sang in. And writing the music or doing anything like that. So the last band I was in, it just kind of didn't go anywhere. So I just... you know, thought I would just start writing my own music, you know, because I never really did that. Like, all the parts and everything just to kind of make it, you know, be mine, I guess. And then eventually, like, you can't really do anything by yourself. You can't just be one person. I mean, you can go and do, there's people that do it, but it just seemed better to make it more of a band format rather than just being like a solo thing. So I met Nate off of Craigslist. He had similar interests of music, so... we kind of just combined both of our, like, ideas and started just writing new songs and stuff, and it kind of started like that.
Nate, was Lance on your radar when he reached out to you about the band?
I had never met him in my life.
Mm-mm,
I
just, no.
He had three tracks in his ad, and I listened to him. I really liked him. I was like, huh, this dude isn't trying to write really complex music. It's, like, really straightforward, and that's how I write music.
My mind races all the time.
How did your personal sounds adapt or change when joining the band, Nate? Had you already played this kind of like sunnier, poppier style of guitar, or was this sort of a new endeavor for you?
He introduced me to heavy reverb and like vibrato in the tone. I never really messed with that before. I mean, the reverb I did, but like not like saturated, like where it really reverbed out. I never used to play with a pick till I met him either.
Oh, really?
He insisted I use a pick. He's like, it doesn't sound very clear. I was like, okay.
And a capo, too.
And yeah, exactly. The capo, that thing, man. Like, yeah, that opened up a whole new world, like, on a guitar. Like, I'd never messed with it before.
So what kind of an adjustment was that for you?
At first, I was like, really? Do I have to do this? But then after, like, not even a day of doing it, I was like, wow, why didn't I do this before? Like, you can play a chord down here. And all the open strings can revert way down the neck. So, like, you play a chord that you can't physically play because you can't stretch that far, if that makes sense.
Lance, it sounds like you've changed the life of your guitarist.
I think we both, you know, he has things that, you know, he showed me as well, so vice versa.
Aaron, did Lance make any demands of you and your bass playing?
He didn't. I mean, when I came in, they already had... at least like 10 plus songs already previously recorded. So there wasn't a whole lot of room for me to necessarily like do anything different other than what he had recorded. So I just came in. I'm actually, originally I'm a guitarist. They hit me up when I was in a studio room down the hallway from them at House of Hits Rehearsal Studios, and I was playing guitar. And they're like, hey, do you want to fill in on a couple shows but play bass? And then I never stopped, so.
How about you, Kevin? Was there any, how's your origin of the band?
Found them on Craigslist as well. And then Aaron got in contact with me. And I've been playing in bands all over the area for a long time. And so they were doing something different, something that I haven't heard really before. And especially the old EP was really different compared to what's around in Sacramento, at least.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it was just interesting. And I'm a clean drummer as it is. I'm very, like, precise and, like, kind of really specific about what I hit when, so it kind of fit with me.
So I'm told that we have something a little special here about the in-studio performance that you guys recorded. Lance, you want to walk us through what is so special about it?
Well, it's going to be a new song. It's an exclusive for you guys.
Hey.
It wasn't on our new EP, but it will be our next single, so you guys have it first.
And it's called Caught in the Crossfire?
Yes.
Let's have a listen.
Baby, now I'm talking to you. From the moment I saw you, like I feel like it's true. Every day that I look at you, like I feel like a rock. But I know in my heart that I wish you would die. From all the things I said, it makes me feel so bad, don't it? I meant to say hello.
You were just listening to the broadcast debut of Caught in the Crossfire, a track from our guest's Death Party at the Beach here on Insight Music. So you released an EP in 2016 that was self-titled, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Absence last year, 2017.
Yeah.
Tell me what has changed about your sound within the band within that time from 2016 till now.
A lot of things. New, you know, members. These guys add, you know. It just gives it a different flair. It's not just, you know, me writing everything. It's basically all of us as, you know, as a unit.
Our guests are Death Party at the Beach here at Inside Music. Lance, Nate, Aaron, and Kevin. Guys, thanks so much for coming by Capital Public
Thank
Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can watch a video of Death Party at the Beach performing a song in the Cap Radio Green Room. Find it on our website, capradio.org/insight. This is Insight Music on Capital Public Radio.